I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Back in 1999, NATO began a U.S.-led bombing campaign to protect Kosovo from a Serbian crackdown. Serbia was not happy, to say the least. So Donald Trump's coolness toward NATO has actually gone down well in Serbia. But for Kosovo, it's a different story. Kosovars see the U.S. bombing campaign as what saved them. Today, the U.S. is loved in Kosovo among the majority Muslim population. So with President-elect Trump, Kosovars are wondering what might happen now to their close ties with America. Here's reporter Nate Tabak from the capital Pristina.
Fitim Krasniqi's obsession with the U.S. presidential race began during the primaries, and he felt the burn for months. More recently, he found himself impressed by Donald Trump, not his politics. Krasniqi happens to be a devout Muslim, but he was impressed by Trump's ability to get attention and the sheer value of his name brand.
So I thought to myself, it is a great idea to just jump on the bandwagon and just promote our little country here in Kosovo.
That idea became a website, Kosovo If Trump Wins. He created it with his older brother and a colleague. It cheekily suggested that Americans should move here in the event of a Trump victory. It was really just a ploy to bring traffic to an online travel guide. But for good measure, it profiles a few Americans who live here. It was a short-term gimmick, says Fitim's brother, Kustrin.
We were thinking about changing the domain name because we were sure that Donald Trump would lose this election.
But Trump won, and the website suddenly crashed because of all the traffic, about 10,000 page views in a day.
I couldn't believe it. I still don't believe it.
But they figured Donald Trump might not appreciate their success. These guys are Muslims, making a living doing outsource work, coding web and design, much of the business from the U.S., at a steep discount for what someone would earn in the U.S.
We're like the Donald Trump's nightmare. It's a bit scary to now think of the worst-case scenario that's going to happen.
No one here really thinks Kosovo would be a top priority for a Trump administration, but Kosovo relies heavily on NATO, and Trump has questioned the U.S.'s commitment to the alliance. And then there's the way Trump has praised Russia's Vladimir Putin, who has consistently challenged Kosovo's international legitimacy. But Kosovo's ties to the U.S. run deep. Fitim and Kustrin were kids when Bill Clinton led the NATO bombing campaign in 1999. It ended Serbia's crackdown in Kosovo. In came thousands of NATO peacekeepers, including U.S. soldiers, who were stationed in their hometown, Jilan.
We were cheering them, too. We were welcoming them.
A soldier handed Fitim a ration pack.
I don't know if it tasted good or bad, but it tasted good in memory, so because that was like a gift from a foreign soldier. It was exciting.
And Kosovar's love for the U.S. has endured across three presidencies. There's a statue of Bill Clinton on a boulevard named after him. It intersects with George Bush Street. And the American flag is a more common sight here than in many parts of the U.S. It even inspired a song, Thank You, USA.
Thank you, USA. You are my best friend.
It's all bolstered by the U.S. support of Kosovo's independence, millions of dollars of aid, and the continued presence of U.S. soldiers here as peacekeepers.
The United States is, for all of us, like this father figure, or this role model, yeah. We look up to the U.S. to just be like this overall model of freedom and everything that we want to achieve too.
It would take a lot for Kosovars to sour on the U.S., but Fitim says Trump shouldn't take the relationship for granted.
We don't have a lot of money here. We're not the richest part in the world, but maybe we will be devastated because we will feel cheated, to say the least, from our role model, our greatest ally, our greatest friend.
Kustrin isn't worried. He says Trump's rhetoric about NATO and Muslims was just a ploy.
I think that he just played us.
Kind of like their website. For The World, Nate Tabak, Pristina.